This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR, is with us on the WBEN Live Line, the Bills' final preseason game tomorrow night in Tampa. But the big news this morning, Sal, Trey White leaving practice early yesterday with what appeared to be a lower body injury. What is the latest?
Yeah, we were in the stadium watching practice yesterday, and after a 11-on-11 play, the starters were practicing yesterday because assuming they're not going to play tonight, that's when they're getting their work in. We noticed as a media group that, you know, somebody was on the other kind of side of the field where we couldn't see the play develop as much, and it was Tre'Davious White. He was hopping on one leg. He hopped off the field with Mitch Trubisky helping him, and then he stood near the wall with trainers for a couple of minutes on both feet, and then he walked on his own all the way up the tunnel to the game day locker room. After a few minutes, he reappeared. He walked back down the tunnel, and then he got into a cart, and they drove him out of the stadium, presumably to the training facility, which is a bit of, it would be a long walk, which is why you would want to put him on a cart. So, you know, we'll have to wait to see. I think, obviously, because it's Tre'Davious White, because of the knee injury and the Achilles injury, you're very concerned. But at the same time, I would also say that, you know, encouraging that he walked all the way up to the locker room and then walked back down to get into a cart. So we don't know anything right now, and I don't know when we will know anything from the Buffalo Bills. There's no media availability scheduled today.
And Trey is on the injury list alongside Max Harrison, the first-round pick cornerback who is going to be right alongside Trey White. They've been competing. What does the cornerback situation look like now with both of those guys down?
Yeah, Max Harrison still has a ways to go, as Sean McDermott said. My anticipation is when next Tuesday's roster cutdowns happen that Max Harrison will go on injured reserve and they can designate him to come back after a minimum of four games. So they'll give him extra time there. So I don't think you'll see Max Harrison probably at least for the first month of the season based on that interpretation the way I see it. And then if Tre'Davious White is out for any time at all, you know, you're really having to piece it together here. And I think that the team would probably use Dane Jackson in that spot, who's on the team, who came back this year. And then you have Jamarcus Ingram, who can play the outside, but you know, this is an outside cornerback spot we're talking, but Jamarcus is very valuable around the defense as well. He plays inside nickel. Sometimes he plays dime safety, and I don't know if you want to just use him in one spot where you want to have him available for that. You also have a rookie, Dorian Strong. I don't think Dorian Strong's ready to play that right now. So to me, Dane Jackson will be the next man up, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's anything long-term, if they went out and investigated bringing in somebody, and that would include maybe even Rasul Douglas, who was here for a year and a half.
All right, Sal, Josh Allen is not going to play in tomorrow night's preseason game against the Buccaneers. This is the first time in his NFL career that he's not playing in a preseason game. Is this significant?
Yeah, I think it's significant to note for sure, but I don't think it has to mean anything either way. Josh said a while ago he doesn't need to play in preseason. It's up to Sean McDermott what he feels the team needs. He doesn't feel he needs to. Didn't say he didn't want to or he's against it, but you know he didn't felt that he didn't feel he needed to personally. And then Sean McDermott said yesterday, hey, you know, guys need reps, no doubt, but his job as a head coach is also to protect Josh Allen. He's the league MVP, and obviously there's so much riding on, you know, him being healthy. So I think it's notable just because it's a statistic. I don't think it has to mean anything other than, hey, they want to keep Josh Allen healthy.
Wide receiver Tyrell Shavers, he's had another great camp. He's had a great preseason so far. But, Sal, the bottom of the Bills receiver depth chart, it's a little crowded. Where do you think Shavers fits in when it's all said and done after cutdown day?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think he's right there. He's right at the cutoff line. It's tough. I'm doing my projected roster, 53-man roster, and every time I get to a couple spots, that's one of them. Corner's the other one, where we just talked about because of what's going on. And then wide receiver, definitely. You know, and I think that, to me, Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer, we know those are the top three. What happens after that? Curtis Samuel, he has returned to practice. Sean McDermott said he's looked good lately in practice. So I think he's kind of more firm on the roster than maybe he would have been, even though he's, you know, people said he would have been anyway because of the money to move on from him. But that leaves you with Elijah Moore, then Tyrell Shavers, Laviska Shenault, KJ Hamler. They're all in this boat. I think Tyrell's done enough to make the team, but at the same time, he's a kind of player that, you know, you have to have him. If you're going to be the last receiver on the roster, you have to contribute on special teams. Otherwise, it's not worth it because you're using a roster spot for a guy that's not going to play on offense as much, if that makes sense. So I think that's where he has to make sure, like, tomorrow night is a big night. Tomorrow night, if you see Tyrell Shavers out there covering punts, covering kicks, and doing all the special teams work, that means they're really getting a look at him to see if that's where he can help. And if that's the case and he makes a play or two, then I think he can really help his cause.
Hey, Sal, have you heard anything since Gabe Davis visited the Bills this week?
Yeah, so Gabe was in town for a visit, and Sean McDermott even said that he caught up with Gabe a little bit. You know, obviously he, you know, more on a personal level catching up with him than Gabe had other people he need to see. I'll say from my perspective and things I know, Gabe Davis has been visiting other teams. He visited Pittsburgh before Buffalo, and it's really right now more about where is he health-wise, teams wanting to find that out. He was released from Jacksonville with an injury, a knee injury. He's been rehabbing. He's been getting ready, and now he made some visits before. Now it's, okay, let's go back. Let's circle back for teams. Let's see where he is health-wise. If they're comfortable with him where he is health-wise, then it's, okay, we have roster cuts due on Tuesday. Let's see how our roster shakes out, and let's see what other teams are going to do around the league. I don't know if you want to have a rush. You could look at it two ways. You could say, let's bring him in now because you really like him and you want to make sure nobody else does. Sure. Or it seems like teams are slow playing, including the Bills, where let's see what else is developing around the league. Like, Gabe's an option, but there's other options. What if guys get cut from other teams and we want him? What if there's a trade we can make? So I think it's still there. We know Gabe loves Buffalo. You know, he spent his time here and he's always talked glowingly about it. I know that. Would it stun me if Gabe Davis was a member of the Buffalo Bills at some point in 2025? Not at all. I just don't think anything's imminent right now.
And Sal, quickly before we have to let you go here, safety has been a big concern among fans this week. What do you think of the play of Jordan Hancock, and what do the coaches think of him? Do you think he has any future maybe in the lineup this season?
Sure, I definitely do, but the issue is he's hurt and he's not going to play tomorrow night, and he needed those reps. I mean, I think he had the door open for him to even start at safety, but I think that ship has kind of sailed because Cole Bishop's come back. Cole Bishop has been practicing, and Bishop is your starting safety unless they really pivot, you know, and surprise everybody because Jordan Hancock is unavailable. I think Jordan Hancock has a nice future. I really like what he's done, but he is a rookie. And even Bobby Babbage said, look, there's a lot of things that you still have to be buttoned up on as a rookie that he's still it's a work in progress is the way Bobby Babbage put. But I think that Jordan Hancock has a nice future, and I do think he'll help this team this year. I don't know exactly what that role is as we sit here today.
Sal, thank you as always. And we'll be talking to you after cutdown day on Tuesday.
All right, you got it. Thank you.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.